The fall of regimes in Egypt and Tunisia has set off calls for political reform in other parts of the Arab world. We spoke about the issue with Michael Fishbach, a Mideast expert at Randolph Macon College in Ashland, Virginia.
Well, it truly is historic. I, in fact, just returned yesterday from Morocco, and both regionally and globally, what we're seeing is of historic significance for a number of reasons. But certainly among others, I would point out two. One of them is that for many years, people have asked, why hasn't democracy, you know, spread to the Middle East? Why haven't we seen the things like the fall of the Berlin Wall or the end of the racial regime in South Africa? Why is dictatorship such an enduring factor of political life in the Middle East? First of all, I think that that observation wasn't true even then, but I think it's certainly hard for people today to say that there isn't a democratic impulse, that there isn't political courage among the peoples in the Middle East and North Africa. There certainly is. And once the barrier of fear is broken, even entrenched regimes such as the regime of Hosni Mubarak can fall. The other reason it is so significant is that it could lead to a real earthquake in terms of international relations. Questions of the Israeli-Arab peace process, interests, particularly United States interests in the region, all of that has been called into significant question. So for a number of reasons, this is truly an historic set of events that we're witnessing.
You mentioned you were in Morocco. What was the feeling there about what's going on?
People were happy. They were excited. Now, their regime, and there's actually been calls on Facebook and other social networks for protests there this week, but protests had spread to Algeria, which is next door to Morocco, just in the past 2 days, and of course Tunisia is in North Africa. There was a feeling that, you know, these were positive events, and that was certainly reflected in the Moroccan press. You know, regimes throughout the Arab world are treading a fine line between wanting to report events but not have them spread to their own countries. But certainly the average person was welcoming what was going on there.
Are we going to see a period of chaos in the region?
Well, I'm not sure chaos along the lines that we saw in Iraq following the American invasion, but certain very basic assumptions are being challenged. Assumptions about the docile nature of the populations, the staying power of regimes. But these are very, very deep questions. In the case of Egypt, all of the four presidents of Egypt since 1952 have come from the military. It's certainly one thing to chase a man like Hosni Mubarak out of office. But the military was and still remains the bedrock of the regime. Now, to what extent is the military really going to change or not? These are very, very significant questions. Chaos, I'm not sure. Algeria faced, in a sense, a period of chaos in the 1990s, a vicious war between Islamists and the government. We've certainly seen things like that in Iraq following the American invasion. So I'm not sure if there'll be widespread breakdown of authority, but certainly some very fundamental questions are being asked about the nature of government and the citizens' relationship to government that could very well lead this, whether in an anarchistic way or not, some very significant changes in that part of the world.
Michael Fishbach, author and Mideast expert at Randolph-Macon College in Ashland, Virginia.